For the rest of the hour, a quick trip into the uncanny valley and some computer-generated, or rather computer-evolved art. It's up on our website in our SciArts video. Here to tell us about evolved art is SciFry's video producer, Luke Groskin. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Ira.
What is this? How does somebody evolve art? What does that mean exactly?
Yeah, that's kind of the question, right? It's not like you can send a photo or a sculpture out into the wilderness and wait a decade and see what becomes of its offspring. It doesn't really work that way. but what you can do is you can evolve art digitally using computers. And that's what artist Joel Simon did. He's an artist and programmer. He made this website called Art Breeder. And the ideas behind it are really ingenious. He's taken biology and plugged it into a digital interface. So what he did was he built a system where users can take a photo or an artwork, a portrait or a landscape or something like that, and you blend it with another artwork of the same type. And when you blend it, the offspring is the average between the two. And that means not just visually, but like on a data level. And when you do that, it's pretty much like breeding. And now you can do that in three different ways. You can breed an artwork with itself, randomly selecting the visual genes you want to that get enhanced. And that's kind of like asexual selection, you know, where one creature breeds with itself to produce more. And then you can breed an artwork with another, and then you get a perfect mix between the two. That's kind of like sexual selection. And then lastly, you can pick which visual genes you want to enhance in the next generation. And that's kind of like CRISPR. And when you do this over dozens and dozens of generations, obviously with users guiding the aesthetics, you get basically evolving art. You can see the progress of how art changes over many, many generations. It's pretty fascinating.
And how real do these things look? Are they real or are they uncanny valley real?
Oh, they're very, I mean, the photo ones are super surreal. Like they have that, you've probably seen it online where like people are these semi-computer generated blended mixes. You know, you have like, if you take a dog mixed with a flower. But then there's other types of artwork that you can see, like actual works of art, like famous works of art that have been blended and mixed and molded, or fantasy landscapes that have been just blended and mixed until they're just delightful to look at. They're just so visually delightful. You know, the things that artists could never have imagined. There's no way artists could have come up with these things in so many different iterations. And that's the goal for Joel Simon. He wants people to use this website that is 100% built on biological ideas as a creative discovery tool.
You know, everyone needs to find inspiration somehow. And also we have our own processes to do that. And so I think a lot of design is inspired by the results of growth and evolution. But I think actually the process is just as beautiful as the results, because the process gives rise to some of that beauty that might otherwise be impossible to comprehend.
So this is something people can try at home.
Yeah, absolutely. You can and you definitely should try this at home. After you check out the video, head over to artbreeder.com. And it's genuinely fun and actually truly inspiring.
Like, that sounds really cool. I'm going to have to try that out.
Give it a whirl.
Thank you, Luke. SciFry's video producer, Luke Groskin.